Action.
Hey everyone, welcome to Time to Talk, the podcast with Lewis and Reese. I'm Lewis.
And I'm Reese.
And today we have a very, very special guest.
Ooh, am I?
This is my friend Georgia. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Georgia. I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
We used to work in Camberwell together.
We did.
That was like 6 years ago.
And we're in the trenches.
Oh, don't get excited about that place.
Do you know what? I always say, I like that place because I made a lot of good friends there.
Yeah.
It sounds like you were trauma bonded at Cadbury World.
No, it was a bit of an experience, can't lie.
I think everyone who worked there at the same time as us, we all trauma bonded together.
Yeah, we had a good time. We came into a family because we was with each other every day, obviously.
Anywho, so, obviously after leaving Cadbury World, because I knew that while you were still working there, you were doing a lot of modelling and stuff, and is that kind of where it started, or was there something that kind of happened afterwards? Like, when did you start all the filming and all of that kind of stuff?
So, I've been doing modelling for 7 years. It's a very toxic industry. And I'm, like, very, like, chilled, laid back. And, like, I've met some vile, vile people, like, I'm a model. But people say, like, oh, you're a model. I'm like, because I don't, people don't look at you differently, and I'm not that person, and I don't really want to be, oh, you're a model. I find it funny. Like, I had a picture on the London Underground, and I'm like, that is fucking funny. Like, I went to find it, I couldn't find it. All my friends are having, like, selfies with me. I'm like, what the fuck,
where is
man? where's my face? What's going on? But, yeah, I had a break from that for, like, the last 3 years, and then I'm sort of done with that. I can't, like, I like talking. I don't, it's like, it's boring. Like, oh yeah, do this.
Does that pay well, the modelling?
It does when you get it, but my heart's not into it, so I can't, I don't really like
it. Is it hard? Just like sit there and just like, look at the camera and they're like, always.
Yeah, like you can do really creative things, and I've been lucky because I've gone to like places like in Europe having photo shoots, and I'm grateful for that experience, but now I'm older. I'm like, if I'm not happy doing something,
I don't want to do it.
I could do it here and there. Like,
that's a cash grab kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, if there's something really creative, I'll get involved because it's like a lot being creative. But most of it is like standing the camera, this side, that side, change the outfit. What's this? I'm like, my brain is like thinking about what I'm eating for dinner, and I'm just like there, like, what am I doing? So like, you don't really use your brain and stuff. But with filming, that's only happened like January last year, because I was doing a leafleting job in Coventry because I do events and promo and I needed the money. So I'm there in Coventry, there's like loads of crackheads running around, like really bad, and I'm like
leaflet.
I'm just like, what am I fucking doing here? And then the girl I was working with was like, oh, what do you want to do with your life? And for some reason, I was like, I think I want to be a presenter. Oh, I kid you not. 20 minutes later, a camera crew come up to me, like, do you want to do an interview? I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, no, I was like, no, I'm in my work uniform. What am I doing? what's going on? Because this is weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should really do this because I just said a minute ago that I wanted to do this. And the guy's like, just put my coat on and it'll cover, like, the
where you're working.
Yeah. So I did it, and then they were like, in the interview, what do you want to do? I was like, I literally said a minute ago, I want to be a presenter. And I'm like, no way, we're a youth organisation that helps young creative people understand what they want to do.
What the fuck? That is outrageous.
So I'm there like, okay, but I'm not from around here. Like, oh, this is quite far, Coventry is quite far from me. And they're like, oh, it's all right, we've got an office. I'm like, just tell me where the office is. Oh, it's above the Rainbow Pub in Digbeth. I've been local. Like, I love Digbeth. You know me. I've always been out in Digbeth.
Yeah, man.
They were like, come see us on Monday or something.
That is outrageous. What the fuck?
Yeah, and then they taught me how to do street interviews. So now I specialise in street interviews.
Do you know what I mean, though? That's fake, isn't it?
It's fake because I was like, okay, literally 20 minutes. And the whole camera crew was like, whoa. But it's what I mean, like everything that keeps happening to me, I know it's meant to happen, but it's very overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the hell?
Is there anyone who you'd like draw inspiration from or who you want to be like? Is there anyone like that?
Well, I've never really looked up to anyone my whole life, like I want to be like them, because I've never knew what I wanted to do with my life. Yeah. Obviously, I look up to my mum. She's amazing. Shout out to Lisa. What a woman.
Go on, Lisa.
Go on, Lisa. But I've never sort of... I've always been into TV and film because I studied media. But I've never really like looked up to anyone until like now, and I've like I love Stacey Dooley. I love like documentaries.
So obviously, you wanted to go into like broadcast journalism if you could, like a Ross Kent, where you go to different places and shit like that.
Yeah, so that's what I want to do when I'm older. Okay. I want to get into the more because I like to understand why people are the way they are. That's why I love street interviews and working in events. Like my job is for like 7 years has been to approach people, find out. Like, I have to, like, try and work about 5 seconds before speaking to you to understand how I'm going to approach you. So I've learnt a lot out in the streets, like, selling things and stuff.
Yeah.
So always like that. And then to, like, go and speak to people and interview them was just, like, a whole new thing. And I was like, oh, my God, I love it. So people come out with some right shit. They don't know. It's funny. Because of the youth organisation, I was interviewing young people about, oh, what do you think about the area? Watching about Birmingham, like where do you see yourself in 5 years? And there's literally no fucking hope.
Really? Like,
no.
Just dead beyond your
No, it's really bad. Like, it's really bad.
To the point where you want to help them or you're just like, fucking fuck.
No, I would help them because I just love helping people. That's what I mean. That's what the youth organisation was for, because they would do like events to help the young people. So we try and get them in. And if they were creative, we'd give them opportunities to like get involved with filming, come out doing interviews and like music events and stuff.
So do you work for that company now? Like the
sort of, but just I've been doing it so long and it's not what I want to do anymore. Like, right. I do it here and there, but I like I specialise trying to now breaking into the music industry because you know me, I've always gone out.
Yeah.
But I just love it. So if I can make a career out of it.
Yeah.
Then,
what the fucking film in a cream field or something like that.
Yeah, so I just did Made Festival and that was sick.
Oh shoot, like, did Rascal all that fucking was there as well?
Yeah, well, I waited backstage for an hour and a half and I'm like, Dizzy Rascal, you are speaking to me. And I literally spoke to him for like 10 seconds or so.
Oh my god.
Fuck. I literally turned around, my best friend's going like this with him, like foot skanking. I'm like, Chloe, what the fuck are you doing? And then I'm like, Mr. Rascal. I planned the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And then I got a bit starstruck and I was like, yeah. I haven't even watched it back yet. I needed like...
Decompose and...
Yeah, yeah, because I was like, what the fuck? It's just happened.
That's sick though. Like, to think, I guess where you started to where you are now.
Yeah, and
like,
it's been like a year and a half.
Yeah.
That's quite like rapid, especially for like an event in Birmingham.
I know. And the thing is, I've never been trained really how to do anything. So, like, you know, you see people that go to uni and do journalism and stuff, and they're like, can be like a news reporter. I'm like, was I supposed to do this? I don't know.
But I think in a way, like, you don't need, like, we were never trained to do this, like, the whole podcast thing.
Yeah,
it just kind of started from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Started on Zoom, and then I kind of learned how to edit from there.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes that actually makes it better because you self-taught, like.
Yeah, and do you know what? This is how I am, and.
You don't change.
They either have me as this or I'm not changing.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, oh, you've got a really strong Birmingham accent. I'm like, but that's because I'm from Birmingham. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not changing it. So.
Yeah. It's like a take me or leave me kind of thing.
It's like being unique. It makes you different to everyone. It's pretty much
I'm not
going to
put on, like, oh, yeah, I'm Georgia. No, I'm from Birmingham and that's it. Do you know what I mean?
And what would you say then? Is that the maddest moment you've had, like,
definitely that Dizzy Rascal.
Dizzy Rascal.
I can't lie, I was flabbergasted. Because we interviewed Brucey, who's like...
Hello, Brucey, yeah.
Yeah, I interviewed him and I was like...
Oh, he was massive like a year or two ago. Like, he was like mega big.
Yeah, and he's so fit and I was just like... Okay, compose yourself. Like, 3, 2, 1, back in the room and they're like, yeah. But like with me, I'm just... My brain goes somewhere else. I'm trying to focus because of my ADHD. Thanks, Suzanne. I know I've got ADHD. Do you know?
Back to Suzanne.
Yeah. And I was just like, what? As if this is actually happening.
How did you get the Brucey interview then?
I just went up to him.
Oh, shit.
And this is what I mean. People like think, oh, yeah, it's all fun and games, like doing interviews and stuff. But like, even me going to a normal person on the streets, like, you're either going to... People tell you to fuck off. Like, I've had so much abuse, like, over the years, working, like, in events, and, like...
Yeah.
You don't understand the public are evil. But at the same time, I love it, because I'm just like, thanks, do you know what I mean?
But it's a sort of experience, isn't it? Like, you experience all different walks of life.
Yeah.
And you can see the good, the bad, the ugly, all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I guess it kind of shapes you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And the first ever person I actually interviewed, you know, Fish Octagon, that guy in his dressing gown.
Is that the guy off TikTok?
Yeah.
He had the set at thingy, didn't he?
He's gone everywhere. He's done Glastonbury, Boomtown, May Festival, everywhere. I'll show him you after.
He does. He's like that kind of music.
He's a legend. Like, I did the interview with him before May Festival, and we were just like out in the streets in Digbeth. About 50 people stopped him in that time, and within 10 minutes, like, oh my God, it's Fish. Like, everyone's obsessed with him. He's so down to earth as well.
He's like an older guy. He's like so chill as that.
And I'm like, how do you feel? Like, he's like, I'm living my dream. I've always wanted to do this. And obviously, I've got older. Didn't think it was possible. And now, like, I'm doing everything now. Like, it's amazing. He's so humble. He's such a great guy. Shout out to you, Fish, as well.
He is class.
Legend. Do you want to go to the pod, Fish?
Yeah, get him
I'll research you.
Honestly,
before you come on, don't
he's
worry.
Amazing. So yeah, that was the first celebrity, because he's massive.
Yeah.
I did, and I'm like, what the
fuck? And then just kind of spoil
yeah,
you.
And not
Dizzy Rascal,
Dizzy Rascal, I'm like, what the fuck?
So in terms of, like, I guess then, your future plans, like,
yeah.
Obviously you said, like, presenting is what you love to do, but then getting into music and stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
Where do you kind of see yourself, like, let's say 5 years from now?
Yeah.
Where would you say, like, oh, I'm going to be here? Ideally.
So, my 5-year plan is to obviously make this full, well, it is a full-time career, but like to actually break into the industry properly, get the dollar in, you know?
Of course.
I want to do like, my dream is to do Glastonbury, like just like, you know, backstage talking to everyone.
That's
like,
heavy though.
I'm hoping next year or the year after that. God knows. Manifesting, please. Yeah, please, someone help me. I just want to travel around the world and do that. Obviously, within like the music industry, I've got like 3 to 5 working years left of like dancing in me. And then I hope so anyway.
3 to 5 working.
I think, because then I'm going to be like 30 in 5 years. And then hopefully, then I want to go more into traveling the world, doing documentaries, like Stacey Dooley type things. Because I love the world, like, and if I can do that.
Is there any festivals like around the world? Because you got Tomorrowland in Belgium. You've got that fucking weird
I'll do all of them.
So that's the kind of attitude
I do festivals anyway. And I started doing them. And I was like, there's money to be made here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because it's so like, everyone's just free and everyone's dancing and everyone's here there. Like, so it's such a creative space. And to me, I've gone there and I'm like, oh my God. I love this.
Mm.
So if I can get involved in that way and help other creatives do it, then...
Especially when you can collaborate, because I bet there's so many people in that remit and it's like, no, fuck off. But if you can find someone that's similar to you, you can help bring each other up.
And that's what I want to do, is obviously get my stuff like locked in and then expand the team, so then hopefully I'll get other people who want to do the same as me, and I'll manage the team.
Yeah, team expansion. We love that here. It started off just the two of us, and then this lovely lady in the corner over here. last year, I think, before our third birthday, you were like, hey, I want to get involved.
And
I
was
like,
it's good.
Let's do it. It's great.
The more the merrier. If you guys want to ever, would you do interviews? See, street interviews?
People have said to me that we should break into that. And I guess it's just not something I've thought about, but now that I want to kind of expand more, it's something that maybe we could start doing. Like,
getting nervous, I do.
No, you don't. You're in front of the camera now. It's just
we're strangers.
Well, that's force
through. I'm a stranger.
Yeah, well, you kind of had like 3 seconds introduction. I can't, you know.
But do you know what? When you go out in the streets, sometimes you don't even need to say anything to people. They've already said everything. You don't even need to do nothing.
I guess there's like a little bit in me that, like, doing the street interviews, you said about how people like take that fuck off and stuff like that. There's that little bit in me that's kind of like, I guess that fear of rejection kind of thing. Like, oh, it's a bit embarrassing. Oh, God, you know, I've tried to talk to this person.
Yeah.
They've told me to fuck off. And now I'm like, oh, God. I guess that's always in my brain.
Yeah.
But I guess once you get over that kind of thing, you just got to laugh.
Because what I got taught when I was doing like sales and promo in the streets, you could talk to 100 people and everyone, 99 of them will tell you to fuck off. But then you get that one person. So if you don't ask the 100 people, you might never find that one person.
Mm.
And that one person might just make your whole day and give you everything that you need. So you just got to keep
going.
So that's good, because when I was doing events, I got taught that, and then coming to the interviews, oh, I'm not bothered if you tell me to fuck off. I had crackhead start on me and everything, I'm just like...
Is that in Brum?
Everywhere.
Oh, God. Why are you trying to interview crackheads anyway?
They just, sometimes they just get involved.
Do they?
And then they just start on you, and it's funny. Can't lie. And like, the kids are the worst. Oh, my God.
The kids are the worst anyway.
They're so bad. They just hate the world. It's sad. And I'm like, no, you can't look at love like that. And I'm like, yeah.
But I think a lot of that is they see things online and they're like, oh, well, other people have said this. I'm going to say this. And it's like, it's going to be cooler for saying this. And like, all my mates are going to give me ratings and stuff. And a lot of them probably don't.
I just think there needs to be a bit more within like, the education system. Because they don't teach, they're like, how much would you, one of the questions were, how much do you think you should have in your bank account by the age of 21? They're like, 10 million. I'm thinking, what fucking world are you living in?
What the fuck?
And also, who have you been around
for that's you
telling you that's when you're 21, you've got to have 10 million in the bank?
I mean, it would be nice. I'm like, I'm 21. Like, when I was doing, I was like, I'm 21, trust me.
No way.
There's not a lot going on in there.
Barely a tenner.
But like, they don't know. They just.
They don't have concepts
like,
of money.
No, and they're like, what, 17, 18?
But then I guess for them, they're the kind of generation that have grown up watching these big time influencers and. Probably these people that are like 21 that do have all this kind of money in the bank, so they're probably aspiring to be like them, like the I guess because she's relevant, you know, the Molly Mays of the world and stuff, and they think, oh well, she's done it, so why can't I do it by that age, you know?
True.
And I guess if that's your only person to, I guess, look up to or things like that, then you might think that.
But that's the problem. Like the influencers aren't even influencing.
No.
So like I don't see myself as an influencer, but. I have a lot of people that come to me for advice and stuff, like, because I put loads of motivational quotes on and I'm always like, just having a good time with my life and people are like, oh, I wish I could be more like you. I'm like, what's stopping you? Like, it's a hard life, you need to make it as good as you can.
Yeah.
But other influencers are fucking advising you to get Botox at the age of 16 and it's all fucked from there. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be teaching, especially young girls, to be doing all that shit.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it. I've had a very like strong like women around me because my whole life, so I've been lucky to not go down that road and try and keep it like natural and stuff. But people just, oh yeah, let's get my boobs done. It's whoa. You're 16. Chill out. Have your boobs even grown yet? Do you know what I mean?
It's crazy. If you don't have this kind of body type, if you don't look like this, then you're not going to get anywhere in the world and things like that. And I remember years ago, I watched it was on Big Brother years ago, but this woman was like, I wouldn't hire someone if she didn't come to the job interview all dolled up and like looking professional stuff. I wouldn't hire them. And someone was like, well, that's like really discriminatory. Like,
exactly.
That's not how someone looks all the time. So why would you just judge someone based off how they look?
It's crazy.
I think, again, a lot of people... And I've been trapped in that world sometimes, where it's like, if I don't look like this, it's gonna... But, I think it's just crazy that the younger generation especially are so captivated by that.
It's mad, but that's what I mean. All the influencers, all the celebrities are doing that.
Yeah.
Blame fucking Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh, she's faithful. They're all... The thing is, what I don't understand is when people have all this work done, their kids are going to look how they looked before the work.
The thing is, what these boys are getting trapped by, this, and then they don't know what them...
Actually,
and then the kid comes out and they think, oh, is he actually my kid? And I'm like, it is. It's just the mum's fucking does not look like that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, because you're right though, like, think about Kylie Jenner. I remember years ago, I was teaching like this little drama club thing, and one of the girls there was like, oh, are your lips real? I was like, what? She was like, your lips are really big, like Kylie Jenner's, like, but hers are fake, are yours real? I was like, yeah, people can't just have like naturally big lips, you know.
Oh,
and she was like, oh, that's great. Like, she genuinely just thought.
This is what I mean. Everyone's brainwashed.
Yeah,
it's so bad. But, like, the parents should be teaching them different at the same time.
I think the parents don't care. I think they're too busy. They're too stressed about trying to earn a living to care about the kids.
Cost of living crisis.
Honestly. Cost of living is killing bitches out here.
I know.
Don't Let's not get into that.
Yeah. It's a different fucking day.
But yeah, man. It's terrible. So when you've been chatting to these kids, etc., is there anything that you've tried to help? Like, immediate kind of thing, or...?
Yeah, like, we give them everything we can, but they don't care.
Really? They don't appreciate the gesture?
They don't care. But to be fair, at that age, I didn't really care. I studied media in school and college. I went off the rails a bit, and now, 25, I'm like, shit, I should have actually...
applied that. Kind
of yeah, because I'm going back to sort of, like, what I was doing when I was 19. But you don't, when you're 19, you've got a lot of other things to figure out within yourself and the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, I think after college, you just get left and then you're just like, what the fuck am I doing? And then I end up in the world, didn't I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You never inspired from that point, honestly.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so I wish I'd sort of took more notice and, like, went into it. But then again, if I did do that, I wouldn't have had, like, more experience. I've learned the hard way many times, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But me interacting with people in general, like all across the world, like speaking to just people, like that's where you learn everything.
That's the thing, I think your life experiences have helped you because you've gained those people skills, you've gained the street smart and things like that. You know, you're saying like interviews on the street and stuff.
Mm.
A lot of people that have gone through the route of like degrees and this and
that.
They have the knowledge there in terms of like the brain and everything, but they couldn't actually go out and apply that, whereas you've had the years of just doing it.
I just couldn't see myself going to uni.
I think we've said many times on the podcast, like, at the time I was kind of umming and ahhing, like, should I, shouldn't I? But the only thing I would have wanted to do was drama. And it's like, I can get experience in that field. I don't need to go to uni for that. And I didn't need to go to uni to get the uni experience.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my friends went to unis.
Yeah, I went to one of the flipping house parties anyway.
So we had all the experiences anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of us are worse off.
I think everyone who didn't go to uni is actually, most of them are better off than the people that did go to uni because you get like a massive lump of debt and a shit degree that no one needs.
I still can't get a job.
Exactly. You know, people with law degrees fucking working at McDonald's and shit.
I know, it's awful, honestly.
And I get, like, everyone needs to start somewhere, but, like, you've spent all this money and all this time getting this degree and, you're not applying it at all. And that's the thing. Sometimes, in the past, I was like, oh, maybe I made the wrong decision. I should have gone to uni. But now I'm like, actually, do you know what? I'm glad I didn't go because I wouldn't have used the degree, really.
Yeah.
Now, like, technically.
I wouldn't even know what I'd want to do. When I was would have had to chose it at the age of 19, I was like, I've had enough of school and college, get me out of here.
Get you out of
here. Yeah. I think a lot of schools and stuff made it out as if it was like, if you don't get to uni, you're never going to get a job, you're never going to
No one
really cares that.
But also, uni's not for just 18 to 21, like, you can go to uni later in life.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that didn't go to uni in the traditional time. Worked, done this, done that, lived their life, and then later on just gone, actually, I want a career change, I want to go to uni later on and do this.
I think when you're in your 20s, you have to just make the most of it.
Because,
I'm tired, I'm 25. How am I going to feel in 5 years? That's what, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's mad.
Oh.
Don't you think time's passing by rapid? Like.
Oh, I don't, it's really bad.
Like, you probably finished school, 7, 8 years ago? That's crazy, isn't it?
When I was younger, I'd think by this age I would have a child and be in like a stable situation, and now I'm thinking 30 is 5 years away and that is too soon. Like, no, I don't.
Do you know what I
don't
think,
see it.
Do you know what I think fucked us up in terms of like how we saw adults? For me anyway, when I used to watch X Factor, right? And then the over 25.
Yeah, that's us.
Yes. At that age, they've all got their lives together, they've got shit together.
They're
proper old and they've probably got like families and whatever. Now we are in that age bracket,
25 and overs.
It's like,
we saw them
hold on a minute, what? How did I think when I was that young that I'd need my shit together at this point? Like, it's just mad.
True. I don't thought about that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's true. They're going to have their lives together, like, oh, look at them, they're 25, like, they know what they're doing with their life.
They still have no, I generally think no one actually has a clue. They just kind of go through the emotions.
Scott,
as well.
Yeah. Wake up every day and just, I've been winging it for a long time and I probably always will, but that's what I do best.
Yeah, if it works then it works.
To be fair, it's working, but it isn't. I need to I need to put more time in. But everything that's happened is came to me really weirdly, like I've said.
Yeah.
So if I put more out, I'll get more in.
Yeah.
But I've seen how much, like, even like Instagram reels, like this company paid me £350 for to go to the theatre and post a fucking reel.
Really?
I swear to God, I'm not even an influencer. Yeah, I'm not even, like, I don't even have that many followers. Like, sorry, I'm not.
Neither do I. But you must get some engagement for them to think it's worthwhile.
They just use it as an advert, like UGC, so user-generated content. So they use that to promote. They're like normal people, like do. Because
okay.
People find it hard to make reels and stuff, like companies. So they get people. Oh, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I can't lie. I was like, yeah.
Sad.
I mean, well, I made it work. I was under pressure. Yeah. I was like, fucking hell.
To be honest, like Becky, like very famously makes a. That does like snippets and clips for us and stuff, and they've actually generated quite a lot of attention like since we started doing them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we've only just like really started to think about like YouTube reels and Instagram reels and stuff. And
it's just
really
a lot because I can't even text my flipping mum back most days, let alone post on Instagram this many times. I always forget about TikTok, which is bad because I'm an Instagram girl. I've been on Instagram since it came out. TikTok, I'm like, what the fuck? Then WhatsApp, emails.
There is actually too much. Yeah.
It's like, what do you want me to do? And then I get distracted because someone rings me and then I'm like, what was I doing? And then I forget and then it's like a week later, oh shit.
Supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a lot.
It is. I think that everyone's attention span is so poor now. You need to be like instant, like engaged, but it can't be like 10, 15 seconds. That's the only issue, I think.
Yeah, you've got to like grab someone like within the first second of a video. Otherwise, they're just going to scroll past.
Yeah.
From experience, that's
yeah,
what I
mean. It is. It's true.
Fuck.
But then each platform is different to the other one, so you have to change it. And
where do you have most of your success? Instagram.
Yeah, that's all I use really. But even like the last like 5 years, people just been messaging me like even for photo shoots and stuff. Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And like, yeah.
Have anyone got famous in the DMs? No.
No.
Oh.
No. I'm not like one of those Instagram girls though. Like, I don't even post that much, but I need to post if I want to do.
Mm.
It's just, I always forget.
You need to say reminders on your phone or something.
Trust me, reminders, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't, it's annoying, but yeah. No one's famous. No.
Never know. This could be the catalyst that someday everyone's
going to be. Oh, go on then, if you're watching this.
Who would you want? Brucey? Is that number one or?
No.
Mr. Rascal?
No. I wouldn't even. I'm not bothered, to be honest. I don't even have a celebrity crush.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, shit.
I've got a
fancy. Obviously, I thought Brucey was good looking when I was speaking to him, but like, I'm not going to flipping cry. Like, please message me.
What does he ask?
Yeah, but I was just like, I literally turned around and I was like, fuck, it's happening. I'm trying to think, who do I fancy? Like, I don't know, no one, I don't actually don't care. Who's your favourite crush?
Oh, I don't ask me, we're here all day.
Lana Del Rey, I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really fancy Jonathan Bailey.
He's
an actor. Beautiful, beautiful man.
No.
Is he in Bridgerton? I think he's in Bridgerton.
Yeah. I'm not really in with like celebrities. Like, I don't really give a fuck what they're doing. Like, you know, people are like, oh my god, this person's here. I'm not.
Unless it's you could get an interview, then not.
Yeah, if I could interview you, I'm there. But if he's like, oh my god, like fangirling, you know, like, well, to be fair, I did that with Dead Dizzy Ross. It was funny. No, I don't really like. No. Actually, I'm lying here. Central C, he's fit.
Yeah.
Okay, I would be like, well, but like anyone else, and I'm not really, and I wouldn't go out my way to like, go stalk him or anything. Well, would I?
Oh my god, here we go.
I don't know.
Please don't catch a case by stalking Central C.
He's recently single, isn't he? Was he dating Ice Spice now?
Well, people say I look like Ice Spice, so you know.
Oh, there we go, Central C.
Do you know what? It's annoying because I walk past like groups of boys, like teenagers, and like, oh my god, Ice Spice. Because I've got fucking curly ginger hair. Fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
Georgia. It's been so good to chat to you.
Oh no, it's been nice to see you, man.
Yeah, it's been nice to like catch up, and it's obviously good to know what you're doing, and yeah. Like,
and do you know what? It's good to actually like speak about me, because obviously you see like
interviewing people,
but people actually don't understand everything that's gone on behind the scene, because it's fucking crazy. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a lot of more stuff off camera as well, but that's not.
You need to do like your own like YouTube thing and just about me kind of thing, like an introduction, and then put your like, interviews and shit onto there.
I've got so many ideas, it's coming out of my arse, right?
You know what you need to do? Actually get them ideas and put them into fruition and stop just thinking.
Oh no, it's hard.
We
can't talk.
We started talking about this podcast in 2017,
right? Did you?
Before they popped off, by the way.
Yeah. We started talking about this idea in 2017.
Yeah.
And then did nothing for 3 years. And then literally one day in lockdown, I just phoned Reese. I was like, Reese, get onto Zoom in like an hour. And then that's how it started.
You have to just put yourself out there. Mm. I've got so many ideas. It's like, it's a lot. But like, because there's so many there, I'm not...
Which one do I do?
What the hell do I do? So it's good me doing like the events and stuff, because I'm already like out and involved, like going out and stuff. And I absolutely love that shit, man. I just love people. I'm like, yeah, show us what you got. And people start dancing. Whoop, whoop. I'm like, yeah, I got that.
Because they're after fucking trolling that.
Yeah, it's funny. And like, people just come out with the best. It's quality. And like, you know, like being brought up on like British comedy, like fucking Little Britain and shit. I watched that last night. I'm like, this is fucking great. I'm like, why did you cancel it? But it's like, I like getting people's like personalities and opinions. Yeah. Fucking funny. If I was to win the lottery, I would open a whole lot of fucking creative studio, just get everyone in, do what they want to do. That's the goal. If someone sponsors me, if anyone out there is listening and they want to sponsor me, then, you know, I've got loads of ideas.
We have about 6 active listeners on this podcast, and 3 of them are sat in this room. So.
You never know. Central C, sponsor me.
If Central C messaged
that, would be a bit mad. Shit if
myself.
We're gonna have to spam the Central C shorts and shit.
Let's do it. Like, let's talk about them more so he notices. Oh, Central C.
We need to do like a collage of all your like, model pics, and then you talk about Central C and see if he reaches.
Oh, do you know what? Just get me in the music video or something, mate. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so Central C, if you're watching. You know, fucking Brucey, Central C, anyone
with a C in your name, I think.
Yeah.
Or Dizzy Rascal. Oh, he's got a C in his name, Dizzy Rascal.
Dizzy Rascal, you know.
Gigs,
anyone, just anyone.
Anyone.
Come and do an interview. Come on, come to the sofa and...
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Casting couch. Sorry.
What did you say?
Casting couch.
What does that mean?
Reference,
okay. And on that lovely note,
right.
Sorry guys, honestly, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great.
Yeah, it's been
a good laugh. And yeah, hope you all enjoy the episode. And we will see you on the next one.
Bye.
See you later, guys.
Later.